What up, y'all? This is Tay Tay's podcast. We are back for episode 17. Janae, what's good?
Nothing. You know, just after seeing one of the greatest artists of all time.
You know, and who might that be?
Jermaine Lamar Cole.
Not that you know his whole government name.
You know what I'm saying? Jermaine. I called him Jermaine at the concert, too. And he hurt me.
And that nigga pointed at you?
What? Nah, I wish. But we didn't make eye contact.
Ah, this dope, though.
We did make eye contact. Dope. He saw me.
Hell, man.
This was my last concert of the year.
Really?
I didn't see Bruno. I didn't see Beyonce and Jay.
Damn.
These are her, Migos, Cardi, Miguel, Rich the Kid. Yeah, that's about it for me. This was my last one. I wanted to squeeze Tyler and Childish Gambino in there too.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't enough time for me to go see them because they gonna be in Nashville in like October. I was gonna try to squeeze them in, it would be perfect, but I had to leave off on call, you know what I'm saying, because you know, can't nobody outdo greatness, you know what I'm saying? Once you've seen the greatest. Yeah. In the words of Jay-Z, once you have filet mignon, it's kind of hard to go back to Hamburger Hill.
I'm dead.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm fucking dead. Man, I am jealous, but I'm not, because I'm be seeing J. Cole this Saturday, this weekend in Chicago. I cannot wait.
Yes.
Man, oh man, like, whew. I'm ecstatic for that. I'm just glad to be back here again on Taste Test Podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, man. If y'all listening for the first time, make sure to subscribe and stuff before we get started with our topics here. Make sure you go and subscribe. We on all social media platforms, the major ones, Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, Taste Test Podcast. On Instagram and Facebook. On Twitter, it's Taste Test Pod. And you can catch us on pretty much every podcast platform, especially Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on YouTube as well. I think we're on Google Play as well. But yeah. So, yeah. We got the house cleaning stuff out the way, and now we can jump into our first topic, which would be Eminem. He finally responded with a diss record to MGK, Rap Devil diss record he gave Eminem, and Eminem called it Kill Shot. I know last time we was talking about Eminem, we felt like he need to hurry up and respond here sooner or later.
Right.
If he is gonna do it, and he did it. So, Janae, what's your thoughts? No, I got some.
Joe just got to know when to call it quits, man. Leave Eminem alone.
You said who got to call it quits?
Joe.
Why Joe Budden? He didn't respond to Joe Budden.
What did he respond to? I thought this was about.
He responded to MGK.
Oh, crap. I'm thinking of...
What you thinking about, Janae?
I'm so sorry. Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah, you're right. It's actually kind of funny. I think it's kind of cute that the two white rappers are beefing.
I do too. I ain't gonna lie.
I think it's kind of cool.
I love it. We call it this white on white crime.
Basically. But my thing too is, we ain't heard from Machine Gun Kelly in years. Unless it's some Machine Gun Kelly fans out there. It was like his last album was dope. I ain't heard shit about Machine. I mean, I'm just wiping him out. I ain't heard nothing about Machine Gun Kelly since about 2014. 13, maybe.
Yeah, the only song I knew about him.
He even thought about responding to Eminem.
Yeah. Only song I knew about from him was Wild Boy.
Before
that Rap Devil diss. But
yeah, other than that, I don't know. I ain't heard about Machine Gun Kelly in years. Mm-hmm. And you decide I'm gonna come to Eminem. Out of everybody in the industry, Eminem is the one I'm gonna test.
But he called him out on a Kamikaze record. He felt like, hey, he's like, call me out, I might as well respond.
Nah, this you gotta pick your battles.
So yeah, you think he lost?
Pick your battles.
You think he? You think Eminem got him out of here?
Eminem got him up out of here.
Really?
It wasn't like he was in here in the first place. He's further away from where he thought he was.
You think so?
I mean, but shoot, to treat truth, be truthful. Shoot, Eminem ain't really been doing nothing either. Like everybody called J. Cole a groundhog. These two white boys are groundhogs too.
Right. Well, yeah, Eminem don't come out unless he dropping a album. That's the only time his Negro come out. Or
he barely do
his
feature.
His Wigger come out, so.
So he did a feature on what? Nicki Trash album. Whatever she want to call it.
Yeah, he did a feature on Royce da 5'9"'s album.
Yep, 5'9". And then he had Royce da 5'9" on this one.
Yeah.
That Royce da 5'9". That was a nice song, too.
Yeah.
That was my favorite song. But yeah, Machine Gun Kelly got married. He was already, Machine Gun Kelly was already 4 feet under. He's now officially at 6.
All right, so.
No.
Here's what I got to say. this record is called Kill Shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he killed him.
I don't think he killed him.
I mean, yeah, I know he was like playing lyrical, you know, acrobats in the Kill Shot song, but like he didn't really say nothing really to me that like really like put this man under. Like all he said, he's like, I'd rather be 80-year-old me than 20-year-old you. That was the only thing that I felt like that really stood out outside of the Diddy killing Tupac bar he had in there. That was the only thing. That was the only two things that stood out, and one of them didn't have nothing to do with MGK. Really, it was just random. I was thinking, I thought for sure Eminem was gonna get him with that one hit of Quitter, and he didn't. I think MGK is gonna be fine. Unless he, Eminem come out with another diss record, he got some dirt on him, and he get that.
I mean, how fine is MJK now, though?
I mean, he cool. He got, his name is being passed around 10 times more than it ever was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he got a fan base because, I said, you know, he's touring right now. He's about to drop an EP, I heard. I think it's coming out this weekend. Was that Friday the 21st? Is tomorrow? So yeah, I think it's coming out this weekend. So I think he's gonna be fine. I think he's gonna garner. You know, he already got his little fan base, so he can tour and stuff off the material he has now. I think he's gonna be fine. You know, is he gonna become like one of the best rappers in the game? Do I think that? Heck no. But I think he's going to be fine, you know, for what he has. I think he's going to make enough money to eat and, you know, provide for him and his daughter. Because right. I already have a little daughter or whatever. So I think he's going to be fine. And plus, another thing, he backed by Diddy. I mean, because he under, I think, Bad Boy or something like that, I heard. That's why.
Well, MGK?
I think MGK is backed by Diddy. Bad Boy.
I had no idea he was under Bad Boy.
Yeah. And I think that was one of the reasons Eminem felt necessary to bring up Diddy's name or whatever, because he's like, I guess he feels like he only survived this long is because he's connected with Diddy. But it was still,
I mean, you have to also think about Eminem's past with Shady Aftermath with Dr. Dre. You know what I'm saying? So he already had a problem with Bad Boy from the beginning.
Yeah, I know that, but it's like, I mean, I was like, this was kind of, it still was a whack diss to me. mentioning, bringing up Diddy killing Tupac. It was like, all right, now all the conspiracy theorists are gonna come out the woodworks.
First of all, he did do
it. Exactly. He was like, all right. It was like, all right, prove it. Because ain't nobody been able to crack this case in over, like, what, 25 plus years now. So, I'm just saying, this is weird, man. I was like, I don't think he got him out of here. If I would have called, if this was a fight, I was like, it's tied to me right now. I think it's a draw. I don't really see a definitive winner. And that, it technically, if it's a draw, that actually goes in the favor of MGK for me.
Exactly, because
Eminem needs to stop on this dude like an ant. Like,
the best lyrics ever.
Right, I was like, if you can't really put this man away, what make you think you gonna put away a Joe Budden? Because Joe can actually spit. Now, yeah, whether or not people like his body to work, that's a different story. But we all know Joe Budden can rap. Like, there's no debating that. No debating that. And he sparred with, you know, Joe sparred with people in the past. Like, he had a little beef with Drake, we know. And he had the beef with Jay-Z a little bit. They had a little beef for a little while back in the day. So, Joe Budden is battle tested. So, I don't think he's sweating nobody. So,
I don't think he is either.
All right.
Joe Old.
Yeah, Joe popping. He under Diddy. That's another thing I was thinking about. He under Diddy now with Revolt. He got that new show on Revolt called State of the Culture. So I think he chilling. Like, he probably laughing low key behind the scenes. He's like, dang, he can't put the MGK away. What make him think you gonna get me up out of here?
Yeah, true.
So but yeah, that's my thoughts. Yeah, maybe we should throw up a poll or something on Instagram or something.
See who won this?
Who's winning this right now or whatever? How y'all feeling about this?
And you think Drake gonna respond to his diss?
Nah, Drake. Nah, he in a good space. He just got back cool with Meek Mill. You know, he got a baby. I think he's still trying to push out some new shoes or something. I think he's going to still try to, because I heard he switched over to Nike. So I think he's going to be dropping some new apparel. And plus, you know, he got washed by, what's his name?
Pusha
Thanos. Yeah, Pusha Thanos snapped his fingers on him. So I don't think he's going to, Drake, that's the last thing he need right now is another rap beef. Just keep making your little In My Feelings songs, you know, for the Kikis and whatever, Drake. Just stick to that, brother. Stick in the pop realm. So, on to the next topic. We was talking about J. Cole and him touring right now off his KD tour, whatever. So, recently, there was a video that's come out or whatever on YouTube. It was a breakdown about this year in hip-hop, and then the question was posed, is like, is J. Cole's KOD album one of the most important albums of this year, considering how, you know, how much of the rappers net today talk about drug usage, and we just lost Mac Miller to a reported overdose. So it just kind of goes into that. I'm going to drop the link in this for everybody to go check it out for yourself. I don't know if Janae, you got a chance to watch it yet, but it was pretty nice. It was about, I'll say, about 10 to 15 minutes of him kind of breaking down why he feels it's like the most important rap album in this 2018. So I wanted to chime in, see what we thought about that. The most important album this year. Like, not saying it's the best album. We're not saying it's the best album before people.
Yeah, not saying the best album. Not saying
is
the best
it the
album.
Most important album though this year?
I agree.
And why do you think so?
Simply because now this is how clever Cole is. So a couple years back on Black Friday, I think it was Black Friday of 2016, Cole and KDOT had dropped Black Friday songs.
Yeah, they sure did. You're right. Yeah, I did.
Cole used KDOT's
I think it was an alright beat.
sample.
Yeah, yeah, he sampled all right.
Sampled all right. So in the beginning, he says, I'm a king, no promethazine, no leaning. I got a better way to fight these demons.
You so did. You right.
Right. So that tied in because he was writing this out, which the last phrase stands for kill our demons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So at the concert, which just explains why I love Cole all the more. Mm-hmm. Just about who he is and what he represents. So as he was on stage, you know, he was talking about the album, you know, and the inspiration and the meaning behind it. Because, of course, you know, KOD has three meanings. Kids on drugs, kings overdosed, and kill our demons. So he basically not only calls out the industry, mm-hmm. but he calls out himself mm-hmm. for playing a role into why these kids and these adults are all hooked on drugs, mm-hmm. you know, because we're having a problem with our demons and mm-hmm. we have not found a healthy way to kill our demons.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how, you know, even though the album started off slow, like, I will get it. I thought I wasn't gonna like the album at first. Mm-hmm. I was gonna like it anyway. I was gonna lie because I'm a Coleman. I was gonna stand.
You gonna stand for your
I'ma stand behind him the way Kanye fans stood behind him on Yeezys. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. The album was amazing.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the way, and I thought about it. I was in thought at the concert. I wasn't high. I wasn't drunk or nothing. But I was just mm-hmm. in thought. So I thought about the order of the album again.
Mm-hmm.
So, going back to Born Sinner.
Yeah.
Born Sinner, of course, was about some of the seven deadly sins, which right. nobody picked up on that at the time. That's yeah. why it is Born Sinner.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, now, I feel like this is kind of another breakdown of Born Sinner, but this time, not making excuses for your sinning. Does that make sense? So, yeah. this time, he's trying to actually kill what he's been doing. So Kevin's Hart lets mm-hmm. us know that he's dealt with infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Kevin Hart out here calling Eniko his little rib. All right?
Yeah.
And boom, you cheated. That's one. You know, or you talk about drug use. We just lost Mac Miller. Two, boom. Three, these kids. Everybody popping pills, everybody doing leaning. And if your, and I honestly think if your favorite artist is Future, you're high about 23 out of 24 hours. I'm sorry.
Probably right. And or smoke part or somebody like that.
But dealing with a single mother, a stepfather that you hate, that don't respect you, that you feel hitting on your mama. Mm-hmm. You just see your mama go through this. You run off to school thinking that you can avoid it. But at the end of the day, you end up coming right back to the problem because you have not killed your demons. So that strolled over into his adulthood. And I think that's what KOD is lining up to be. You know what I'm saying? So I personally do think it's a very important album because I listened to it one more time just with an open mind and picking apart what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, especially on the second song. Hold on, let me pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
What is the, here it is. Cold. Here it is, The Cutoff, featuring right. Kill Ill.
That's the fourth song.
Fourth song. Yeah, my bad. Of course, I forgot it was KOD and Photograph came before that one.
Yeah.
But The Cutoff with Kill Edward. Kill mm-hmm. Edward, aka the stepfather, that he speaks about wanting to kill because of the way he treated his mother. In the beginning, you know, the chorus, give me drink, give me high, give me flow. Do I want to come down? I don't know. Right? Mm-hmm. Because at this point, you're masking your pain instead of dealing with it. You know what I'm saying? So he's basically saying we have to find a better outlet for our pain. I can go in on this for hours, but honestly, I do agree that it is one of the best albums, one of the most important albums of this year, especially in brackets, because everybody can feel brackets when he's talking about his Uncle Sam. Hey, yeah, oh, it's my Uncle Sam. Yeah, I got that money, I promise you. How much you need? Half. It's a half my dick.
It's a half my dick.
Since we all done felt like that, excuse my language, y'all, I'm sorry. But yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You feel, I mean, he hit on some important topics.
Yeah, social media, the addiction of social media.
Yes, he, social media, photograph, sliding in DMs. You don't even know this woman or man.
Right.
He's following their every move. Sex in itself is an addiction. Money in itself is an addiction. It's more than just drugs. That's the thing about it. It's more than just drugs to be addicted to. And that's what he touched on.
Yeah.
It's more than that.
Yeah, I think it's, I definitely agree with you. I think it's probably the most important album this year that I've heard, simply because it's countered everything that, you know, the pop music, popular music, you know, normally the messages that come in it, which are sex, drugs, you know, money, having money, access to money. Like, it's counter all of those things, but it's done to still kind of cater to or be accessible to people that do listen to pop music. Like, it's not so preachy to the point, or at least the way it's presented is not as preachy, you know, or whatever. It's not. And plus, it uses the trap beats, 808s and stuff like that as well. Yeah. So it sounds, if you just listen to it without the words, it just it sounds like pretty much what everybody else is making. But the message is different. He flips it, and he's rapping in a way that a lot of the younger artists are rapping now with the triplet flows.
Yep.
Over there, you know. Or the quote-unquote mumble rappers, like how the cadences that they use, the flows that they use. So it's very catchy to the ear, but if you listen on a, you know, just for listening purposes on a deeper level, you know, you're going to get substance out of it, or, you know, at least you're going to be able to reflect. It's going to help you to reflect, hopefully, on yourself and I love the album anyway,
because
I like the, you know, how it sounds sonically. It's just a well put together. The message, you know, it's sad that, you know, we lost a few rappers this year. I think it was Lil Peep died to a drug addiction or a drug overdose. I mean, and then Mac Miller, the reports are saying he died from an overdose. Yep. And, you know, it's sad that it happened, but now when you look back on an album like that, it's like, man, like, well, you can't be mad. You really can't be mad at J. Cole, even if you say he's a preachy rapper. It's like, you're telling the truth. Like,
but half these people out here, you do drugs.
What'd you say?
I said, but half, in my opinion, half of people I know that don't even like artists like J. Cole, you got demons and stuff to fight yourself.
Right.
You have battles to fight yourself. You need to listen to him.
Right. If you don't even like his music sonically or whatever, like, at least you can take a step back and say, like, this is something positive you would want somebody else to listen to. Like, you know, I definitely like that. You know, he's one of the few rappers that I heard lately. Of course, you know, Kendrick Lamar, he's talked about a lot of his demons or whatever on record, his transgressions as well, a lot of self-reflective records. You know, Big Crit, very underrated record that came out last year. Forever is a Mighty Long Time. He talked about his drug addiction to alcohol. A lot of people slept on that album.
Pause for a second. If y'all have not listened to Big Crit's last album,
Forever is a Mighty Long Time.
Especially
the second half of the album, because
the half of the album
is really self-reflective. Like,
it's very,
if you didn't know about his drug problem, like it, you know, even if you did, it's gonna move you. I feel like it's gonna move you. It's beautiful that, you know, he came to a place where he was able to kind of crawl out of that alcoholism.
Yeah,
because I heard he was really bad. Like, he was hurting his relationships that he had. And you would have never known because he's been putting out such good. And that's another thing. Like you, like with Mac Miller, you wouldn't necessarily know that somebody's battling through stuff. Maybe in the future when they're putting out good music, and we overlook that a lot in society when somebody's, you know, perceived to be doing good. But you don't really know what somebody else is going through when they go home. You don't get to see that, you know, unless you're in their inner circle. And even then, you can feel like you know somebody, but, you know, you don't get to see everything about a person you think you know.
Right.
So, another reason why I think this album was timely, it's a message that needs to be said, you know, and I'm glad that he did it in a format, in a way, in a fashion that is going to be at least more palatable and a little bit more easy to on the ears to listen to because of the way it sounds sonically. Mm-hmm. And he just slipped in, you know, put the candy, you know, put the medicine in the candy, as they say, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, definitely go check out the video. It's going to be linked below in the description section. You're watching on YouTube or you're listening on Apple Podcasts or wherever else the podcast can be found.
Yeah.
So, let's move on to our final thoughts. We're going to run through. There's a few albums or projects that have been released. We want to kind of quickly give our overview of them. First off the bat, we got Six Black, whatever you want to call him. He dropped a new EP, a new album. Woo. A sophomore album called East Atlanta Love Letter.
Now, this is what a sophomore album is supposed to sound like.
Okay, I was about to ask you. I was like, did he avoid the sophomore slump?
Album is supposed to sound like.
He avoided the sophomore slump. He avoided that slump, I'm guessing.
He avoided that slump, man.
Wow.
Usually,
okay.
I don't know what it is about artists that usually come out with great first album, but they hit that plateau at the second, man. And this sophomore album,
hard,
dog,
man.
It never fails.
People think it's easy to put out a good body of work. It's hard work,
it's
man.
Hard.
It's hard to, especially, like, think about it. Like, most of the artists' first albums, they work their whole life up until the album. So that album is a reflection on their whole life up until that point.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, a lot of artists come hard out the gate with a first album.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at a 50 Cent, his first album, Get
yeah.
Rich or Die Trying.
That's came out
undoubtedly his best album, or at least the consensus. That's his best album. That's his classic album. Everything else, it may have been cool or whatever, but it didn't hit or whatever.
Not
because
exactly.
That was literally that man's life up until that point. And it's amazing to see artists that can still build off of that first album. Like, which is why it's important to live your life and have experiences and travel and stuff. You know? Because you don't want to get stuck in the same box talking about the same stuff all the time. You know what I'm saying? So, but I agree with you. I think he avoided the sophomore slump. And I don't think this album is better than his debut, though. I'm not going to say that.
It's dark. That first album was dark.
It was, but I love it, dude.
But
I love that album, man.
Ooh, but this one, he lightened up a bit. You know what I'm saying? And I was thinking about this. I was talking to somebody about it, and I was like, bro, everybody rushed Bryson Tiller. Because listening to him makes me think of Bryson Tiller. And Bryson Tiller's his sophomore album was trash. Yeah, we gonna talk about it.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to say, Black, he's a better version of Bryson Tiller. That's what I learned off this summer. That was the biggest thing.
That's what made me bring up Bryson Tiller.
That was the biggest thing that I caught on to after listening to this album a few times. I was like, bro, this is what Bryson Tiller should have did. Well, he did it on his first album.
He did it on his first album. Bryson Tiller's first album is arguably going to be his best album.
Yeah.
His second album was horrid.
Well, I actually really like that album, but the consensus is a lot of people don't. I can understand why, because it sounds like a lower grade of trap soul. It's a lower grade of trap soul. I will admit that, but I still like the album. I didn't think it was bad. I just like it's like, okay, you gotta kind of transform a little bit on your sophomore album.
But the thing about it is, with Bryson Tiller, what re-rushed him for an album, I feel like he gave us.
I think he did that to himself. I think he rushed the second album. Yeah, I think he learned a lesson. Like, take your time. You don't have to automatically listen, you know, give the fans exactly what they want so fast. Like, it's okay to take your time.
Yeah.
I think so. And I'm glad Six is Black or Black, he took his time with this album. So, Danae, did you have any favorite songs off this album?
Come on, stop playing with me.
What you got?
Pretty Little Fears featuring J. Cole. Stop playing.
Of course, of course, of course.
No, but to be 100 with you,
mm-hmm.
Cole said it. I'm sorry, man. Cole didn't have to go in that hard.
I liked his flow. It wasn't necessarily what he was saying. It was the way he was flowing on that song that I really loved.
That too. I think it went hand in hand for me, but I so much more loved what he said.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I love J. Cole. I love J. Cole. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So that was number one. East Atlanta Love Letter, Future and Future.
Woo! They now I wouldn't be mad if they came out with
a joint album.
That mug might be fire. I'm not gonna lie. They need to do more songs together. I will say that. Please get these niggas in a freaking
Thugs,
booth.
Thuggers in the Louvre. Seasons. I mean, Loaded Gun was one of my.
Bro, he said, treat this nigga like a loaded gun.
I said, man. Six Lap came.
He was coming.
He avoided that second album slump, and I'm so happy he did. But the thing about it is, with him, I wasn't worried. I was always. Was announcing his second. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing about it is, Bryson Tiller could have rolled his way from his first album, I think, like another year before he dropped that album. Mm. He still could have rolled that way, man.
Yeah, he should have took time off to do a lot of touring. That's what he should have did. To just tour.
He didn't take advantage
travel and tour.
Yeah, he didn't do like Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars,
he's still eating off this. He's still eating off 24 karat. He's still eating off that mug.
2 years.
And that's only like 9 songs on that album. That album only got 9 songs, and he's still eating off that mug.
And he's performing all 9 songs. This is his second tour for the same 9 songs. Because that album came out at the end of 2016. He's still singing the same songs.
Right.
I felt like Bryson could have been the same exact thing. He could have just... Because we all still love...
It took the nation by storm.
Yeah, he could have still been eating off of that, but we rushed him and he gave us a rush project.
Now y'all mad at him because
now you mad at him.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? And I felt like Six
Lap. Feel bad for him.
He struck while the iron was hot, and it was a beautiful move on his part. But I'm really happy Six Lap lightened up a bit.
Yeah, he lightened up a little bit.
Life.
But my favorite songs on here is his darker songs. I'm not gonna lie, Loaded Gun.
Disconnect.
Disconnect is my freaking jam, bro.
Disconnect is a jam.
But if you're in a relationship, please do not listen to Disconnect. It's gonna make you break up with your girl, even if everything is fine. Please do not listen to this song. Only if you single, please. That's the only reason. If you're in a relationship, please, if you want to keep this mug, don't listen to Disconnect. It will get you disconnected from your relationship.
What Cole said in Pretty Little Fears struck me. They don't know God sent you for me. I view you like that. I mean, sticking glasses, thanking God that he drew you like that. Cole, come. They're simple lines. They're simple play on words. Simple. But the way, like you said,
he was flowing on there so nicely. Yeah.
It made it sound so phenomenal.
Yeah.
That was the song I had on. I probably had that song on repeat about an hour on Friday.
Disconnect was on repeat.
but Disconnect will come on afterwards, and I don't want to listen to Disconnect. So I'm listening to Disconnect again, and I'm in. I promise I stopped what I was doing at work to listen. I stopped. Mid checking some stuff for these cancer patients. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Oh,
cancer
Lord.
We sat there and just listened to, like, let's see, from Let Her Go to Disconnect. I just sat there for a minute.
Wow.
It was just. He did phenomenal. He did not miss. This will probably be my top R&B album of the year.
Wow, really?
Unless somebody coming out with something better.
Wow.
Six
Lang. Okay.
He's getting my number one. Unless Bryson gonna surprise us and come out the gate with some heat. But at this point, I think Bryson is kind of realizing his mistake. Because he has been quite silent. I think he's realized what he did with that second album and how he's going to try to pull his fan base back in. And the best thing for him to do is to honestly start getting on features again and right. then drop a couple of...
Drop an EP. Drop an EP.
Yeah,
and
drop
get
an
on
EP.
Some features. Yeah,
yeah. Get you a couple features, get you an EP going. And re-up on that fan base. Because right now, you lost it.
Because right.
he didn't come harder than he did on that first album.
Right.
But Six Lack didn't set the bar.
Yeah, he and Bryson Tiller kind of, and Tory Lane, they kind of in that rapping.
Yeah, that rapping scene.
They not like true singers. They don't sing. They kind of, you know, croon. They're good at crooning,
but they do that cold thing.
Yeah, they got their penmanship down. They know how to, you know, write and float on a good, you know, be in a croon. And it's
that's
a good
it ain't
mixture.
In the Bryson yet, but Six Lack didn't get him some competition. Because at first, Bryson was that beginning of male R&B again. You know what I'm saying? He was that beginning structure. Now you have Daniel Caesar. Yeah. You have Smino. You have Xavier Omar. You have Sango. You know what I'm saying?
You got Saba too. Don't forget
Saba. Yeah, Saba. Can't forget about Saba and his broken girls.
Yeah.
You can't forget about Saba.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So Bryson Tiller is going to have to reposition him. Even though I know this was a Six Lack question. Bryson is going to have to restructure himself. He is going to have to make himself. This Six Lack pain is deep. And right now, we all connected. You know what I'm saying? We're plugged in. Bryce about to come out harder than that, man. So with this EP, and then after that, after we feeling you again from the EP, drop the album. He already need to be working on it.
Right.
He already need to be about six tracks deep.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Because if he don't drop anything by the end of 2019... Bryson can kiss his career goodbye. And that's just straight up. If he don't drop anything by the end of 2019, dog, he's done.
I think he's coming with some.
I'm giving him around February of 2019. And I think Bryson's on the phone. I'm giving him that long.
Really?
Because he really had to think and reflect about how trash that. I shouldn't even say the second album
trash.
He figured with the flow of the album.
I think it was just too long. I think he could have cut it down. He could have cut it down to about 14 songs.
Yeah.
Somewhere between 10 to 14 songs. That would have been perfect. But
track
it was just too
length
long.
And track order are super, super important.
Yeah.
That's what can separate a good album from a trash album. Another prime example is Queen by Nicki Minaj. It's not that it was trash. It's just the way that you ordered the tracks.
And it was
made
too long. I said, and it was too dang long for what you gave us.
Too long. Track length and track order, people. That can either turn somebody on or off. Six Lack did a great job. He kept his at 14 songs and 48 minutes.
Yeah, that's perfect.
This
is right in the wheelhouse right there. So
Perfect.
I really enjoyed this album. I'm going to have to give it some more spins. I enjoyed it. I really like certain songs. Other ones are going to have to grow on me. But overall, I liked it. If I had to give it a score, I would give it a 7.5. Gotcha. Alright, so No Name also dropped a new album. It's called Room 25. Janae, did you get a chance to check your girl No Name out?
I have not gotten a chance to check her out, but I knew she was dropping another album.
Cool. So
I know I got to check that one out, but I knew she was dropping another piece. Because I know I saw Smino and Saba talking about it on Twitter way back when.
Cool.
Like a couple weeks ago, because I think I tagged you when it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Whatever, that she was coming out with some more heat, but I have not gotten a chance to listen yet. But I'm looking forward to listen.
Yeah.
100%, because she go in.
Yeah, I'll give you a little preview real quick. I listened to it about 3 times already. Room 25 is an 11-track album. It's a little bit more mature. No Name, she's talking about her sexuality as a woman, a young black woman, still talking about a little bit of things that's happening in Chicago a little bit, and some other things. I like this. If I had to give it a score, I'd give it a 7 out of 10. I still feel like she's got a little bit more growth to show me, but I really did enjoy this album. Let me give you some songs that I liked. I like the intro song. It's called Self. I like the follow-up song to that, Blaxploitation. 3, Prayer Song. I like Window. And I also really like the track she had with Smino and Saba called Ace. Those are my probably 4 or 5 favorite songs out the album. But yeah, I think most of her best songs come early within the first 5 tracks. The middle kind of, you know, it's just meh. But, you know, it ends, I think it ends on a good note. The closing track is actually called No Name. But yeah, I enjoy this. I still think she has some growth. I don't know exactly what it is. I feel like I want to see a little bit more from her, but I did leave feeling like I need a little bit more. But yeah, this is a good album. Please go check it out. Another young artist, black female artist, hip-hop artist. Please go check it out. Then, who else dropped? Oh, Wale dropped a new EP called Free Lunch. Did you get a chance to peep that one out?
No, but I heard about the track with Cole on it.
Yeah, that was a freestyle. That one was good. I liked every song off this EP. It was only 5 songs.
Yeah, which is why it's an EP.
I really did enjoy this. But what I want to talk about, like, Wale's perception in the hip-hop world, like, what is going on with our boy Wale? Like, why don't people like appreciate this guy? Like, what do we think the reason is? Why are people falling off from Wale? Because he started off kind of hard early off in his career. Man, he had a really solid.
He had a really solid beginning. I think what turned about the Wale is they started whining.
Yeah, he did do a lot of whining on Twitter.
Wale started whining.
Yeah.
Wale got the whining on Twitter, and they started making more about, why don't people like me? Instead of more like, taking J. Cole attitude, I don't care if you're going to like me or not. You're going to listen to me. You're going to hear me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, J. Cole basically did do that.
You're going to hear me regardless.
Y'all going to listen to this.
Exactly. You're going to listen to this. Versus Wale, why don't you guys like me? You know what I'm saying? Because Wale's
had some hits
the best
too.
Lyrics, man, he's poetic,
and he can make some nice pop music too. He has a few good hit records. Like, let's not.
He is very, very versatile. Let's very not versatile.
Try to pretend, I mean,
I think people are just kind of over Wale. However, I really enjoyed his last album. Full Moon.
It was called Shine.
Yeah, I mean, it was phenomenal. It was a very well put together album, but nobody listened. because nobody went in here while they crying no more. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. However, I think it would be great for his career. I don't know if I'm just selfish, if I just want to hear this. I'd be happy if he and J. Cole dropped a joint project. Not an actual album, but a nice EP of like 6 or 7 songs.
They could do a mixtape. I can see
that. Yeah, they could do a nice little mixtape or something like that. I think they should really consider it. But mm-hmm. I think that what was one of J. Cole's songs that he dropped before he dropped his last, before he dropped For Your Eyes Only? And he had those two tracks.
Oh, yeah.
But he came for Wale.
Yeah.
He called him out. Was by the Groundhog's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, he called him out. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think it'd be great if, and they have a lot of songs together if y'all don't know that. If you have never heard Beautiful Bliss by Wale and J. Cole, get your life. If you never heard Winter Schemes, get your life. If you never heard Rather Be with Wale, J. Cole, and Currency, get your life. They have some great collaborative songs together. I would love to see them collaborate. But I love Wale, and I really hope he fall back on soon. But like I said, I think people are just tired of him. Why don't nobody like me? Why don't nobody listen to my music? This, that. You know what I'm saying? I think it just kind of got old. And the thing about it is, he did nothing to make himself stand out anymore. You know what I'm saying? In this industry, you're going to run into a lot of cats like Wale. Mm-hmm. You're going to run into a lot of your futures. You know what I'm saying? You're going to run into it. What's going to make you stand out? My thing with Bryson Tiller. Like, yeah, you came out as that first leg of male R&B. But now all these other people are on your heels. You always have to be creative. You have to always be thinking outside the box. And I feel like that's Wale's problem. He no longer thinks outside the box. He has to step his creativity up, along with not whining.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. Yeah, I just think he just got to focus on the music. Just focus on the music. And, yeah.
He's not a bad artist. He's a great artist.
Focus on the music. That's all I got to say.
And he just had that daughter, too. You know, he'd be out here having kids, so.
Yeah.
Got family to take care of, my brother. At least ain't like featuring you on your 8,000 kids.
Right. So, yeah. Let's get into, Lil Wayne, he will be dropping Carter 5 soon, I heard. I just want to throw that in there. I don't know if Janae's too hyped for this album. I'm holding out hope it's going to be at least decent, but yeah, if y'all ain't know.
Like I've said, I'm not the hugest Lil Wayne fan.
Yeah.
I hate when people assume that I don't like Lil Wayne just because I say I'm not a fan. I will still give him one of the top 10 rappers of all time. Just because I don't vibe with his music never means that I would never not tell you that the man flow was crazy. He's ladies and great rapper. He just doesn't sing anything I relate to. I don't shoot guns. You know what I'm saying? That ain't who I am. You know what I'm saying? I don't eat vagina. That's just not who I am. You know what I'm saying? That's not me. You know what I'm saying? I can't relate. Feel me? I can't relate. However, I'll listen to the Carter 5. I'll listen to it. You know what I'm saying? It's Lil Wayne. I'll give it a listen. But his last, to me, it would never be another No Ceilings Lil Wayne. It'll never be a Carter 2 Lil Wayne. I feel like Lil Wayne should just go ahead and chunk it up. Me personally. Because I just feel like it's just getting repetitive at this point. I can't do it no more, man. I'm sorry. I can't. I'm going to listen. Because it's Lil Wayne. But I don't have high hopes for it to be 100.
Yeah, I just hope it's decent. That's all I'm going to say.
I just hope it's not trash.
So
there you go. You just hope it for anything but trash.
Right. Anything but trash, I will take as a W for Lil Wayne. So yeah. Our artist of the week, I think we can both agree we gonna say Cole. Because I've been, you know, you already went to his concert. I'm about to go to his concert this weekend, so we disagree. Cole is gonna be our artist of the week. So, sleeper album and songs, Danae, if you want to go first, you can.
I'm gonna give my sleeper song to J. Cole. I like what you did because you gave one of your sleeper songs to Cole, which is actually one of my favorite songs by J. Cole.
Yeah. Show.
For song off the same album, Forbidden, what is it? Born Sinner.
Yeah,
My sleeper song is going to be Is She Gonna Pop?
Okay.
A lot of people don't mess with Is She Gonna Pop. You said you what?
I don't.
I love Is She Gonna Pop. I don't know why, but I really love that song.
Really?
I can understand why a lot of people don't like it, but I just love the way he told the story because in my head, I really imagine him sitting here talking to a college girl about the decision she made about the man she dated and is you gonna pop it for me or not? Like, I imagine it in my head, so I think that's why it's one of my favorite songs. My sleeper album, y'all gonna giggle at this, but I frankly don't care what you have to think. I think I've said it before, and that's why I really don't think I want to say it again. But I'm gonna say it one more time.
What is this?
Ray J Radiation. Y'all gonna give my man's credit.
I have never heard a Ray J full album before, so I cannot say if it's good or not. The only real songs I know from Ray J is One Wish, and what was that other song? Sexy Can I? Those are the only two songs I know by Ray J.
Man, I won't say it's an amazing album, but for Ray J,
it's pretty damn amazing.
It's pretty damn amazing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just for who he is. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna be your album swap, my brother. You just got your album swap. And you know, and the reason why, because he named his daughter with Princess Melody. Well, he has a song on his album called Melody.
Did this just come out or something?
This album came out in 2005.
Oh.
This album, Just give it a listen. I'm not saying you gotta like it, but if Ray J had different producers behind him on this album and actually helped promote it, Ray J could have been a force with this album. But that's just my opinion. So, sleeper song is going to Is She Gonna Pop by Jermaine, and sleeper album is gonna be Ray J Radiation.
All right. I'm gonna start out with the album. The sleeper album is The Sideline Story by J. Cole. I know this is probably, I think the consensus is this is not his best album. There's a lot of people, I think some of them probably consider this his second to worst album, but I think this is a really solid album. It's not my top J. Cole albums, but it's a really solid debut album. I don't think it's bad by no stretch of the imagination. It has some really good songs on here. Yeah, he had some pop songs on there, like Workout. Then he had...
he performed it at the concert.
He did? Really?
Yes, because he was saying that people always said, J. Cole ain't gonna have no hits. And that was his first hit.
Nothing but, if you really think about it, J. Cole got hell of hits. Hollas. But, yeah, I did. And, In the Morning. The song he had with Drake.
Yep.
Yeah, Drake was featured on there in the morning. Then he also had Lights Please, one of his most famous songs.
Lights Please.
Can't Get Enough featuring Trey Songz, another dope song on here. My favorite song on here is
Mr. Nice Watch.
Lost Ones and Never Told. Like,
Rise and Shine. Never Told is a banger.
Never Told is like so, man.
That was
a crazy song. I was like,
man.
I remember listening to this back in high school. I was like, dang, like
your heart hurt.
Yeah, I was like, dang.
I was thinking,
I don't know what I would have did in that situation. I was like,
you know what? I don't think this is working out for us. I just want to find myself. That's That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah. I was like, oh man, this is a messed up song, but it's a really
nice.
This is what showed me like J. Cole is a really good storyteller. Like this is one of the songs I was like, dang, this dude can like tell a story on wax. Like this is pretty nice.
Yeah, what? Who? Right. With no story. Was no see, I could probably rush you, tell you that it, dog, that's oh my goodness.
Right. Damn, then probably when he's talking about his daddy cheating.
Top 10 my favorite Cole songs, dog. It.
Then you talking about when his daddy cheating and his dad asked him to never tell his mama. He's like, and he said, "You want to be a man, right?"
Be a man, then. I am a man.
He said, "Well, then the man don't go telling everything he see."
Everything is like, see. Wow. I ain't gonna tell.
I was like, "Wow, okay." Dog,
that dog, and then Lawson's, of course.
Yeah, Lawson's is crazy.
I ain't too proud to tell you that I'm proud sometimes.
Sometimes about it.
I was singing this song last week because I was hoping he would perform it, even though I knew he wouldn't. But just a sliver of me was hoping he was performing because I was ready.
Yeah,
man. I cry almost every time I listen to it. Like this song, oh
it's a
man.
Tearjerker, yeah, I can't lie. It
makes me shed a tear every time.
Get you shedding thug tears.
Sideline Story was such a solid project.
A lot of people sleep on it, so
a lot of people slept on it, but that was a solid. I mean, solid.
For sure.
Man.
So right, my sleeper song is Chain and Day that comes off of the Born Sinner album. It's it's not mentioned enough when people talk about this album. I don't think Chain and Day is mentioned enough. You know, but I really like this song, Chain of Day. Is interesting because he's talked about this topic a little bit a few times, talking about money and how we spend it, especially in the black community, how we don't necessarily value money like we should due to a lot of us being in poverty and whatnot, lower areas and situations. But he's talking about how, you know, him being a new rapper, just getting on, getting his first million or whatever, and the first thing you think about going to spend it on some chains or whatever. Then you compare that a little bit to like it's funny how we call these, you know, these jewelry chains around our necks, and then like our ancestors actually wore chains around their necks when they was, you know, back in slavery. He's like, like listen to this back in high school, like I wasn't like this is. I wasn't really into like conscious music and stuff like that back then, but this opened me up to like wanting to listen to more conscious music, because I was like, dang, like the song is so wavy, but then he's slipping in these little messages too, and I was like, dang, this is sounds so nice, but then I sit back and I'm like, dang, he's saying some real stuff, like I didn't really think about.
Chain and Day is easily a very slept on album, especially with his play on Scenarios. And, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, I think that's a really nice talk about song, man. I need you to love me on my Chain and Day.
Yeah, Chain and Day. I love this.
And talking about how you could have bought his mama a house. You know, thinking all the stuff I could have bought my mom, but I could have swore I heard the jeweler say, here go your chain, my nigga. This is Chain and Day. Right. You know what I'm saying? Talk about after all this accomplishment, after all I did, and I went to go spend it on the chain. I ain't paid out on the house, paid out on the house.
I ain't buy no stock. I ain't get no
land. I ain't buy none of that. I went to go get a chain. You know what I'm saying? And you do it all because you think that's what fame and money is.
Yeah, that's what you saw growing up, you know?
That's what you saw, you know?
You thought you was wealthy. You had a chain. You had a gold chain, a nice watch, you know, a nice car, a big house. Thought you was, you know, but you didn't really know what wealth really was, you know? So, I love this. I love Chain of Day. So, yeah, this is the end. We went a little overtime this time, but, you know, you're talking about, you know, all these projects just being released. J. Cole is on a tour right now, so, you know, we J. Cole fans, so, you know, we're going to talk a little bit. So, it's all good. So, Janae, where can we be found and all that jazz?
Well, We can be found on all social media platforms except for Twitter at Taste Test Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Taste Test Pod. We are on everything where podcasts are available. Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify. We are also on YouTube. Check us out at Taste Test Podcast. There it is. That's it. Follow, like, subscribe, comment, let us know, send us an email, hit us on our next tail chirp. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
You and next tail chirp, man. I don't know what to do with you. Please, yeah, please. You can hit her up on the next tail chirp, but please make sure you do all that stuff. Follow, like, subscribe. Please rate us Apple Podcasts as well. And yeah, this is it. Thank you for listening.
Thank y'all.
Peace. I'm serious.